Hello and welcome to this episode of KCSU Music Live in Studio. This episode features Serpentfoot, a local Fort Collins band. They bring a unique style to the lo-fi garage sound, and it's full of reverb and rockin' melodies. You're about to hear a live on-air set and interview with Serpentfoot that took place on May 10th, 2017. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the sound waves. Hello, hello, hello. We are live here at KCSU with Serpentfoot.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello. So Serpentfoot is a band down home here in Fort Collins. So a little bit about you guys. How long have you all been playing together?
2 years, I think. We just had our two-year anniversary. Congrats,
yeah.
Guys.
Two-year really anniversary.
2 years, I'd say.
Any rings involved, you know?
We don't believe in the concept of marriage. Everybody's got
tell
their
that
own
to
thing.
Your wife.
You know,
fair
right
enough.
As you said that, I noticed a ring.
Personally, the band's a different situation, though.
Married to the game,
married
you know?
To the music.
All right. So we're going to kick off this set with the song Alone, correct?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah? And do you have anything to say about it? Anything cooler?
Probably the best song you've heard this far in your life, so
yeah.
Get ready.
It was about being at a crazy thing in LA where there was a bunch of rich people, and I was like, this is not something I like.
I understand. I've been there as well. All right, so here is Serpentfoot on 90.5 KCSU.
Thank you.
90.5 KCSU. We are here in the on-air studio with Serpent Foot Live. Would you all like to introduce yourselves? Talk about what you play about?
I'm Jordan Twiggs, and I play guitar and I sing-ish.
And I'm Michael Ross, and I play drums.
I'm Philip Schellebarger, and I play bass.
Awesome. So I assume...
What?
Totally heard that. Anyway.
And no burping on air.
Is that not allowed?
No.
FCC clean, actually. Burping is...
Turns out.
Checks out. So, all right. First question. How did you guys get your surfy sound in such a landlocked state? You know?
Well, that's because all the women around us are so wet.
No, you can't. Yeah.
Is that not?
No, no.
Oh, my. It's okay. I'm so sorry.
You can't do that.
Anyway, so, okay. So, who are your greatest influences, if any?
Oh, I don't know. I love the OCs. I always say that. Me and Michael kind of bonded over John Dwyer, who's a lead singer that he plays in Coach Whips and a bunch of other bands, and he's been around for a while, but...
The OCs, is that they're also like VOCs and like CODs and like a bunch of other stuff like that?
They've had like six different variations of the name, but yeah. To answer your question though, I'm from California. That's where the surfy sound comes from.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I think that's the San Francisco Bay Area. I never surfed though, so.
You're a poser.
Tried it.
Okay.
Yeah, totally. Exactly. Yeah, I surfed Crete, I guess. Yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah.
Who else? I mean, Black Angels.
Love the Black Angels.
I was actually wondering, I could hear a lot of Ty Segall, you know, Reverse Shark Attack, especially with all
genius.
Those
little
yaps, you know.
It's okay. I've come to terms with the fact that I'm just trying to copy people.
Isn't that all musicianship is?
Well, just, I suppose so.
You hear somebody and you're like, I kind of want to sound like that, and then you and then you do it.
Yeah, we always say even if you try to replicate something, it's going to come out the way. You know, with your own personality on it.
Your brain digests it and spits it back out in a completely different way. Unless you're like doing a direct cover. I mean, there's no way.
Yeah, especially, I mean, and I think that's also where you get good musicians is someone who can hear a sound and be like, I like that sound, and then modify it and make it your own.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's just kind of how music works, like you said. Just having fun.
So up next, you guys have the song Don't Feel Nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, so up next right here at 90.5 KCSU is the song Don't Feel Nice by Serpent Foot.
Make me believe, please do not.
90.5 KCSU. We are doing a live in studio with Serpent Foot, a local band right here in Fort Collins. That song's pretty cool.
Thanks.
It was very cool. So I have a question. So your name is Serpent Foot.
That's okay. Correct.
So
it's Michael's fault.
I would say it's a pretty unique name. You know, how did you derive that?
Michael, tell them about your amazing internet skills.
Well, somewhere in the depths of the internet, came across this woman who has something upwards of like 70 names, and she's trying to get it legally changed. And I couldn't name all of the names off the top of my head, but somewhere in there is the name Serpent Foot.
So,
and it just kind of like stuck, I don't know, in my head, and I thought, huh. Well, out of all those options, that sounds like a decent one.
So that's like her name, essentially, is like one of her names?
Like, yeah. It was like...
like infinity symbols.
Dude,
like,
it was like gravity, no foot, all foot, tortoises encompassing thyself. Like,
oh,
and it was
going
to be shortened to Serpent Foot.
Oh, cool.
So,
nice.
But we took it.
We stole it. She's going to sue us, I bet.
I definitely think that the name fits the sound, that's for sure.
But then feet.
Okay, so... your genre is very well classified by surf rock and also psych rock, because there's definitely a lot of psych in there.
Yeah.
You know, though they go hand in hand, which one over the other?
God, I don't know. I mean,
maybe psych, just because we are landlocked, you know?
Yeah, and we started with the surf sound. I think that was my original idea, and because two other people are involved, we kind of digress from that, I think. And, and we've definitely gotten more psyche and more... the structures have changed. I think that's a lot of our psych is comes from that, just weird, like unexpected changes, and then the rock part kind of speaks for itself. I mean, we get called psychedelic garage rock, I think, is probably where we get pushed, or psychedelic punk, like.
Yeah, I can definitely hear like the garage and the like the reverb and the noise, but
it's nice though, because we can fit on bills with weird, like, different bands, you know? We're just categorized to punk or whatever, you know.
I just call it rowdy rock and roll.
Rowdy rock and roll boys. A good old honkin' tonkin' rock and roll right there. All right, so they're going to come up with their next song, Go Home. So before you go home, listen to the song, everybody, right here.
And this is actually going to bleed into the other song as well.
The next song is called T. Allen, with a word we can't say on the radio, but it's a shortened word for Richard. So
it's Tim Allen from Tool Time's full name. Really, legally, look it up. It's on the Googles.
On the Googles. All right, so right here at 90.5 KCSU is the song Go Home and T. Allen by Serpent Foot, right here at 90.5 KCSU. You're listening to 90.5 KCSU. You're listening to Serpent Foot on air, in the studio, live, important. So they were just playing their songs, Go Home and T. Allen Blank Word. Richard, yeah, T. Allen Richard, I like that. So I liked how you got kind of smooth on us for a second.
We, we've gone through our phases, I feel like. We were like, oh, we just wrote a bunch of really loud songs. Let's write some mellow stuff. But that's both.
Those are just mash them together?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, just put it all together in the same thing. I think it's fun to catch people off guard.
Like, yeah, to go from like that rocky sound to just like some smooth, you know, riffs. And
yeah, jazz is next for us. Philip quit.
So, all right. What do y'all normally write songs about?
Probably lots of stuff that we can't say on air.
Okay.
But, Philip has just recently started writing lyrics, and I like it because I tend to not be so intellectually deep with it. It's more about, honestly, a lot of it is how I don't like people.
Oh, gotcha.
but Philip brings in this kind of darker side, which is nice because our music is so like, that it's kind of good to have that juxtaposition, I think.
Absolutely.
Where do you get it, Phil?
We'll just say it means what you want it to mean. We'll sing something to you, you sing something else back, just the same lyrics.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I think lyrics are definitely an interesting part about bands, especially noisier bands where you don't really get as much out of the vocals, but you still have something for people to listen to, but you don't really think about it as much.
Only recently, have you even been able to hear my vocals clear?
Yeah.
I mean, we've always, it wasn't like another instrument for all intents and purposes for a long time.
Yeah, the indication of a message is there, but
yeah,
essentially
it's kind of difficult to hear.
Yeah. Whoa, I like those, you know.
Yep.
All right, if you could tour with any band, who would it be? Let's say a U.S. rockin' tour.
That's a fritted up question.
Fritters.
Shoot dang fritters. Michael, you go.
Well, I mean, we've mentioned the OCs a bunch already.
Yeah.
Like, that would definitely be in there. Anything from Ty Segall. Like, I just like kind of the lo-fi garage scene. That's what I'm into. So Shania those would be a couple.
Twain.
Shania Twain.
Shania Twain. Whitney Houston. You know.
If we could get Oprah to join a band.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
She could give you a bus. She could give you a school. She could give you a guitar.
She could just do a song. Inspirational speeches.
You can't buy talent, though.
That's a good point. All right, so your next song you have coming up is the song Vision.
Yep.
Is it about your vision or the way you look at people? Or?
It's, actually, this is probably the darkest song I've written. It's, it's about, kind of just letting go of something that I was attached to at the time and just kind of being done with it. So,
word.
See how it goes.
All right. So, you're listening to 90.5 KCSU. We have Serpent Foot live in the studio about to play their song Vision. Stay tuned.
Separate these clouds. Take me away from here. Shivering in this world, and I need thee. Can't step away now. But you're so bent. I've never felt so right. And this ain't about you, lady. I know you want it to be. But these aren't your thoughts.
Oh.
You're listening to 90.5 KCSU. And so we have Serpent Foot, a local Fort Collins band, live in the studio.
That's right.
That is right. Jamming their thing, getting wild. I mean, that was pretty buck, I think.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Why do you play your guitar like that? So for you,
I told you, I'm
see.
Just literally trying to copy people. It's probably about 6 inches from my neck.
It's pretty up there.
I don't know. I tried playing really low, like punk style, and it just didn't work for me, even though, I don't know, so I get all cramped up. It just feels better to me. I don't know. Stop
you know,
asking me.
I feel you because I play up there as well. It's easy to bar chords, honestly.
Yeah, that's part of what it is. I don't know how punks do it with it. Playing down low, it hurts, like getting your wrist all kinked up.
You just have to follow your heart.
It's true. I've seen Tom DeLong, you know, from Blink-182, bar chords at his waist. I'm like, what are you doing down there?
Hey, to each their own, you know, everybody's got their thing.
It's very true. Very true. So, you know, what can fans who have been listening, who enjoy, you know, what can they look forward to as far as releases and touring and...
Funny you might ask.
Working on some cool stuff.
Yeah, we've been working with a guy named Jared Meyer. He's been really stellar. Big shout out to him.
Shout out to Jared Meyer.
And he was working with, was it Bridgeway?
Bridgeway
it
Studios.
Was, yeah, because it was Morningwood and then it was Bridgeway. So they've changed that. Now I think they've got a new space coming out. They're kind of in the interim, but he's helping us out with this new album. And June 2nd.
Oh, no
if
way.
Perhaps you wanted to show up. I mean, we'll be at the Whiskey playing music on June 2nd.
Whiskey here in town?
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, it's a 21 and up venue for the most part. We're going to try and talk to him. We're trying to cultivate more underage shows. It's great because, you know, there's a lot of shows that college kids and high school kids can't go to. So,
you know, yeah. Ian MacKay started the straight edge thing with the X's on the hands, you mm-hmm. know. Mm-hmm. It's a good method, honestly.
I think so, too. You just got to get venues on board that really want to... make it happen. But we'll be playing June 2nd, so we won't have a physical copy. We'll be doing digital downloads for that show, and then we'll be releasing vinyl. It's just backlogged, so
oh cool,
hopefully in the fall.
Is this a newer album that you've already recorded or
yes
you?
Yeah, so we started in November, so it's been a quite the process. It's been a 6 month process, but yeah. You can't hurry and you can't rush love, you know.
You really can't. If you rush it out, it's not going to be sounding that good.
It's lust then.
Exactly. So they're going to end their set with the song "Your Heavy Foot." Is that like a curb stomping reference, or like, what is this all about?
It's more of a visual reference. Just try to imagine a guy with a really giant foot. Just one of them really
just
big.
One.
Just one, yeah. Just squishing
so
towns.
It's kinda, give him the backstory. It's really neat.
Yeah, it goes through a couple different ideas, but mainly it's about people kind of hopping on like a backpack just because you've got something that you worked for and they want a part of it, but don't necessarily want to put the footwork in. Footwork.
Your heavy
Serpent foot. Footwork, yeah.
Serpent foot's heavy foot.
Yeah. There's just kind of... calling people out and saying, I can see what's going on here.
Yeah.
But check this out.
Check this out. We got a killer song coming up on 90.5 KCSU, Serpent Foot, live in the studio with their song, Your Heavy Foot.
Woo!
I saw your sin.
allowed to play.
KCSU. You just heard Serpent Foot live with their song Your Heavy Foot. I very, very much enjoyed how you ended that with the cool guitar effects. Also, just a rocking song in general.
Thanks.
Cool bass line.
Thank you.
That's all Philip's fault.
Oh, Philip, come on, man. So, you know, if you liked Serpent Foot, if you were listening and you enjoyed that, you can find their music.
Bandcamp right now. We'll be on Spotify as soon as we release this new album on the 2nd.
Awesome.
You know, Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff. Social medias.
Well, for everybody out there, big round of applause for Serpent Foot.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
The crowd goes wild.
And it's super cool to have y'all on here. And so we're going to close you out with, to keep the mood going, the song I Wear Black by Ty Segall.
Yeah, okay.
Michael Cronin. In honor of, like, I guess, the fact that I'm wearing all black today or anything else like that.
That's how I feel on the inside.
And the outside and everything like that. So you're listening to 90.5 KCSU. You were just listening to Serpent Foot. And now you're going to hear some Ty Segall.
Deuces.
This is Joe Wood, and you are listening to KCSU Music in Studios. You just heard me interview Serpent Foot, a local Fort Collins band, while they were in our studio. If you like them, you can find their music at serpentfoot.bandcamp.com. This podcast was produced by Haley Justino and myself. Stay tuned for more in studios here at KCSU Fort Collins.